Please rise for our call to worship, printed on the screens and in your bulletin. The Lord is our strength and our song.
Surely God is our salvation.
Sing to the Lord.
God has done glorious things.
Give thanks to the Lord.
We will call on God's holy name.
And please remain standing for our opening hymn, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. It will be also on your screens and in your hymnal, number 126. You may be seated. And printed in your bulletin is our opening prayer. Let's pray together. In the midst of continual change, God remains steadfast in God's love for us. God is creating something new, a new heaven and a new earth. Each day offers newness of hope and faith. Let us open our hearts and spirits to God's creative word for us, that we may learn, grow, and serve as effective witnesses to God's love and power. Amen. And if I could have the children come forward, and this is going to be one of those days where I need my hands, so you can come on up, but you're going to come up around this lectern here today.
Come on up here.
We've got quite a few today, and I love it. Hello, everyone. You guys all excited?
Come on up. Come on.
What I want to talk about today is some pretty cool things that when you take one thing and you take another thing and you mix them together, it's something completely different. I like you're helping me. This is great. So I've got a couple examples. So when you take a recipe and you take something that's yellow and you mix it with something that's blue, let's mix it in my pot. Mm. What do you think we're going to get?
Green.
You guys are smart kiddos. You get green. You mix yellow and blue and you get green. What if, this is one of my favorite things in the world, what if you take some hot air?
Are you talking about me?
Not yet.
Okay.
And you take sugar.
Now you're talking about me.
Let's mix hot air and sugar together. What do you think you get?
Hot sugar.
Think of like going to a fair. What's something you might eat that's hot air and sugar? Ding, ding, ding. You get cotton candy. Yeah. So, and then this is what I think Pastor Jeff's going to talk about today. Okay? Let's see if we can make it. What you need is a wish. So something that you are wishing for, mixed with a little bit of, or maybe even a lot of faith. Do you know what happens when you mix a wish with faith? Let's see. You get hope. That's what, if you take a wish and you take some faith, to me that's hope. So that is what Pastor Jeff is going to talk about today. I think
could be in there.
Could be in the recipe, huh?
Might be in there.
So, but I also want you guys to know, in conclusion, that when you come to children's sermon and then you listen really well, do you know what that equals? A treat. Let's go get a treat. And everybody else can join us, get ready to sing our next prayer hymn, O Master, Let Me Walk With Thee.
Let us go before our Lord who we walk with each and every day. Gracious and merciful God, we have gathered here to walk with you today. On Sundays we come and we sing songs and we praise you and we have times of prayer like we're doing right now, Lord, that center us on you, that draws our attention to who you are and what you have done and what you are doing in our lives. Lord, we ask that you would encourage us today. Each and every person here has come with something. Some come with an inability to understand what is happening around them, what is happening around the world. There's just a lapse between what things they see and what they can truly make sense of. Others are coming in deep grief, dealing with loss that doesn't seem to make sense at all. Others are actually coming and understand what is going on in their lives, and it is something that they're celebrating. There are so many different things that we experience in life. Lord, what you have given us in so many ways when we experience life as you have created around us, there is so much beauty that we are able to rejoice and celebrate with one another and all the goodness that you have blessed us with. At the same time, the world struggles with so many things. It is in these two things, Lord, that we struggle, that we wonder each and every day what it may be for us. But in you, O God, we have hope in each and every moment. So draw us into you, not only on this day and then the Sundays when we come together as a whole, but Lord, bring us closer to you each and every day so that we can walk into the world that we live in with hope. Lord, we need that from you. Open our eyes to see more of you and how you are at work. Open our hearts to have compassion and mercy and grace that you have bestowed upon us. Give us all these things with an element of courage to walk with our heads up and to be able to see and feel and experience life through your eyes and through your hands and your feet. So as we sung there, Lord, walk with us. And take us into each day with hope. Let us now share with one voice the prayer Jesus taught us to pray. Saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, we are coming up upon Thanksgiving here real soon. And there are so many things that we can be thankful for. When we put things in perspective and realize that everything comes from our God, we can truly be thankful for things that are unending. So as we give back today, let us know that the God that we know is always blessing us and asking us to join in the blessings that we get by blessing the world through our gifts. Ushers, would you please wait upon us? Please join in this prayer of dedication. Restoring God, maker of new heavens and a new earth, where sorrow is lifted and joy takes root. As we bring our gifts this day, may they be seeds of your promised future, an offering of hope, justice, and mercy in a weary world. Let this act of giving remind us that your dream is still unfolding and that we are called to help build it. In Christ's name, who is our joy. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Our scripture reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his years. The one who dies at 100 will be thought a mere child. The one who falls to reach 100 will be considered accursed. They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. No longer will they build houses and others live in them, or plant and others eat. For as the days of a tree, so will be the days of my people. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune. For they will be a people blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb will feed together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox, and dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Last week, we turned to Haggai, a little known prophet of the Old Testament, whose voice spoke for God in the time after the Israelites returned from exile to Babylon. Haggai's message from God to the exiles and to any generation of the people of God was to not be overwhelmed by our current situations, because the Lord is with us and is at work to save all the world. Instead of fixating on the darkness of our situations, God's people are to dream divine-sized dreams of a future glory. A future that is focused on God's vision of salvation. When we think of salvation, what comes to mind for you? Many of us who call ourselves Christians likely think of Jesus Christ's death overcoming our sins and His resurrection as a sign of the promise of eternal life. We are saved from eternal death to have new life in Christ now and forever. This is true regarding our personal salvation. As big of a deal as this is a very limited picture of the divine-sized dream of salvation. Now, the Israelites had a picture of salvation in their minds, too. Their dream was for Jerusalem, the capital city of their kingdom, and all of Israel to be restored as a thriving power among the nations, where they would be free from the oppression of all their enemies and be prosperous in all their works. Like our vision of salvation, this was a very limited picture of God's vision. Our short-sighted visions are just the beginning, and God uses them for creating new hope in us to direct us toward the grander vision. God is speaking through the prophet Isaiah here in today's text, expressed that the Israelites' dreams would be fulfilled, but so much more would be accomplished through God's work of salvation. Through the revelation of Jesus Christ, we know the means of salvation, but we still await the fullness of God's dream to be fulfilled. This passage from Isaiah provides some glimpses of what God has in store as a way of creating new hope in us today. Let's see if we can capture more clearly in our minds what is God's vision of salvation. Now, so much of this book of Isaiah is written in poetic language. Poetry, as literature, calls for us to picture what the words express. Poets are use familiar environments and images to communicate with their audience. Isaiah's audience was the remnant of Israel who had returned from exile to a place of total devastation, where homes, fields, vineyards, infrastructure, as well as the temple of God were destroyed. They had been rebuilding their lives for some time, but they were struggling to live in hope. The Lord spoke to the people of God through Isaiah to create new hope in them. First saying, "See, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people a joy." God's making all things new. All things new. This is not a remodel episode on HGTV. This is God's all new creation of the heavens and the earth. And not only that, Jerusalem is not being rebuilt per se, but created anew, establishing God's dwelling among the people of God once again. Does all this sound familiar to you? Perhaps you may be thinking of the Apostle John's vision, documented in Revelation, where he described, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God.'" Some 600 years apart, these visions from God given to Isaiah and John are the same. God's dream for humanity has always been the same, even from the beginning of time. And the same is true today. Consider this, that Jerusalem means foundation of peace or city of peace. And if we go way back, Eden means delight. God's creation before the fall and what will be is a dwelling place with God for all to live in peace to the delight of God. God's vision of salvation is a new Eden. God is reversing the fall through new creation, not powerful nations. Everything must be made new, including us and the world we live in. We are being made new to inhabit the new earth, the new Eden. While God is doing His work of salvation to create this new reality, we in Jesus Christ and through the work of the Holy Spirit already experience aspects of the new creation and are invited to join the work God is doing. To join God's work, we must capture this divine-sized vision. And through Isaiah, the Lord shared what to expect, saying the sound of weeping and of crying will be heard no more. Never again will there be in it an infant who lives. When we hear these words, what does not live out his years? When we hear these words, what can we think of that would make this possible? Yes, God, with God all things are possible. But what in God's vision would be different from now of what we experience for life without distress or disaster throughout our existence to be real? What would have to change? Think about it. Sin is the agent of decay in humanity, and by sin's consequence, all of this suffers decay. So God's vision is life without sin or the consequence of sin. This is the cause of sin in the world. God's work of salvation has dealt with sin through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's taken care of. All in Christ are no longer bound by sin and are free from death, the consequence of sin. However, since sin still exists in the world, we experience its effects. To join in the work of salvation, we first must cooperate with the Holy Spirit in our life to root out our own sinfulness. And as I like to say, that is our selfishness in nature. And this work is not self-improvement or behavior change by our self-will. This is new creation work that Christ is doing in us. We must surrender our will to Jesus for the will and the full vision of God to be fulfilled through the church. Second, as the Lord's work transforms our lives, we join the work of salvation by rooting out injustices that cause the weeping and crying, disaster and distress. And we work to create new hope in people's lives wherever and however we can. As a church, we can never be content with what we are doing. There are always new situations and new ways to create new hope in the communities. God reveals His will and work to us when we ask and we listen and we look and then we act on the Lord's behalf. See, God's real dream is that this work of salvation will be replaced with just a labor of love. Isaiah shared God's vision, writing, "They will build houses and dwell in them. They will plant vineyards and eat their fruit. My chosen ones will long enjoy the work of their hands. They will not labor in vain, nor will they bear children doomed to misfortune, for they will be blessed by the Lord, they and their descendants with them." The picture that God painted for the Israelites was one of freedom and security, prosperity and peace, and joy and blessing as the people of God living in beloved community together. There is something else the Israelites would have understood that we miss because our culture is so different from theirs. See, they lived a communal life with one another. They worked together to build their community. So all were cared for. Of course, with sin in the world, there were people left out. Hence the constant plea of God to care for the poor and the widow and the foreigner. But all in all, they looked after each other and worked for each other. God's vision is life in community, built by community. This is a foreign concept for us in our culture of individualism and taking care of number one. We concentrate on building our domain, perhaps in an area of the community that resembles our own image. But our focus is on our personal freedom, security, prosperity, peace, and joy. It takes God's work in our hearts and minds to change our perspective of what community and building community is to be as new creations. However, God is creating new hope through Christ and His church. So when we claim our vision at Faith Community United Methodist Church to be a safe space for exploring faith and building community, we better understand what kind of community we are building one that is filled with love, compassion, and mercy, who sees, listens, hears, and acts to work together so we all are cared for and our community thrives. This kind of community we build is far-reaching, extending to the fullness of God's vision if we capture the vision. And as far-reaching as it is, the truth is we must begin the work right here. Right here at Faith Community. Now, friends, don't take this wrong. But many of you don't even know the person's name that sits at the other end of the pew or on the other side of the aisle. So I want you to look across the pew or across the aisle and pick out someone. And after worship today, I want you to seek them out and share your names. It's okay. There's no shame in this. Let's get to work to not only know each other's names, but let's be a bit more vulnerable to know each other on a deeper level. This work will only help us. Help us create a safer space for others who may come and want to explore their faith, and give us the courage to extend our reach into our surrounding community. We must capture the vision the Lord has if our hope is in the new creation. Otherwise, our hope remains in the former things, which will not be remembered. God is faithful and God is creating something new. Well, when the Lord says, "I will create," then the Lord will fulfill His word. Well, with that in mind, listen to God's promise spoken through Isaiah. It says, "Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear." This is God's vision of a new creation, which we are being invited to inhabit and to build community. So we can't forget is that God is the integral part, or should I say the center of our community. In the new creation, God's vision is for community to be in communion with the Lord. There's no hiding from the Lord because of shame. There's no sin that separates us, right? Because in Christ, we have this kind of communion with God right now. And then as we are being made perfect in Christ, it will become more natural for us to relate with the Lord just like we do with those we are closest to. And when we have this kind of a relationship as a whole community, that is when we are the most fruitful in our work of salvation with the Lord. God wants our community of faith to thrive more than we do. Let's deepen our relationship with the Lord, together to walk with the Lord as new creations, creating new hope for our community as we work with the Lord to fulfill God's vision of salvation for all. Are we able to capture God's dream and vision for a new creation? It is a vision of a new Eden with no sin or sin's consequences, where life and community is built by community and communion with God. That's a mouthful. I'm going to say it again. God's vision is a vision of a new Eden with no sin or sin's consequences, where life and community is built by community and communion with God. Let's do the work of personal transformation that leads to building community together that delights the Lord our God. Amen. Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, "Come We That Love the Lord." It will be on your screens and in your hymnal number 732.
God's dream is a beautiful one. It is one that God is working out each and every day. We have our hope in Christ. And in that, we can live that out in our communities for them to see that there is hope, even when we can't see it. So go in peace, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and take that hope with you.